Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And here is your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Barthow. Folks like me on the job
from 9 to 5. Good morning, President Jane Barthow. How are you?
Still not used to hearing that said like that.
Oh, really?
President Jane Barthow. No. I'm starting to grow on me, though.
Okay, we're fiddling with the microphone while we go about this.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Welcome to Chamber Chat. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Happy May.
Can you believe
middle
it?
Of May.
Middle of May already.
Yep. And you brought a friend with you today, didn't you?
I did.
Got it.
April Kopeck.
Got to figure.
Hi. Good morning.
There we go. Hi, April. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And April, you were here to talk about a couple of things, but you are in HR with Three Links.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Three Links Care Center. And Jane, we wanted to talk about, a little bit about Three Links and some of the one of the things they've done within the chamber.
I do. Well, I want to publicly welcome and thank Three Links. Has been a chamber member forever. I mean, as long as I've been with the chamber, and they are our most recent stakeholder. And being a stakeholder level represents an aspirational member, an aspirational business, looking for ways to support the community.
Okay.
And one of those ways is for Three Links to gift a membership to a nonprofit or a startup or a minority-owned business.
Oh.
And to gift them a chamber membership to take advantage of the education and the resources and the networking that the chamber brings to a business. And so Three Links chose Three Rivers Community Action out of, well, they actually office out of Faribault and Zumbrota and Rochester and Wabasha.
Wow.
They run the Hiawatha Land Transportation, the bus you see all over Northfield, and they actually serve all of Northfield community, Rice County, which includes Northfield.
Mm-hmm. Of course it does.
And yeah. It's a very, very, very thorough and in-depth. I had to print a whole list of their services. So, and we can hit that in a little bit too, but it just kind of goes to show the heart of Three Links and the depth of support they want to give back to the community through their community support.
Right.
And their gifted membership to Three Rivers.
April, were you at all involved in the selection of Three Links? Our selection of Three Rivers?
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to do that a couple of times this show.
Well, one thing Three Links prides itself on is, you know, involving all of our community, our staff. We consider stakeholders as well as our board of directors and the community. So, yeah, in some way, we share that.
That's fantastic, yeah. I'm aware of Three Rivers because I know that they get very involved in building affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they've done that in Northfield, and I know that they've done it all over Rice County.
Well, what I'm finding out is the more I know, the more I know I don't know. I know that's a saying, and it's real true. As I dig deep into all these connections and collaborations and partnerships,
it is
a well-supported community. And we couldn't do that without well-supported sponsors and businesses, nonprofits, and community action folks.
Fantastic. Well, April, I don't know if you and I have talked about this before or not, but I've got a really soft spot in my heart for Three Links because you folks took care of my mother-in-law at the end of her life when she was in memory care. Mm-hmm. And it was a very, very, very hard thing to go through. And Three Links, this is just always, I always have to give my little personal endorsement. Three Links did everything they could to make that situation as easy as it can be, which is never easy. But
that's right. Yes. And it's really nice to hear that. We do hear that from many community members. And as an organization that's been around since 1899, mm-hmm. serving our community, that's our mission.
Yeah. And you do a great job. Yeah. The staff over there and was great. The communication was always fantastic. My mother-in-law was well cared for. It was just a, it was, it was a, it's a rough time, and you guys made that a little more comfortable. So thank you very much.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I have a story, too.
Oh.
I think I shared it last time, but I'm going to do it again. My experience with Three Lengths was nothing but happy. Happy, happy, happy. There used to be Young World. There was a daycare inside the nursing home at the time. I can't remember what wing, but before the assisted living buildings were built. So both of my kids went to Three Links every single day of their lives for, I bet, 2 years. Wow. And it was all the grandmas and grandpas that would come down and visit.
That's so great.
All that what inner...
What a great idea. And I've seen this before, yeah. But it just putting a daycare in with elder care is just what a great idea.
It's a gift that
it is.
Intergenerational yeah. aspect of that.
Yep.
I would personally love to see that again.
Yeah.
I think it's a community conversation, and perhaps even, partnering with programs like Three Rivers that mm-hmm. has mm-hmm. Already established services like that.
Mm. Well, let's talk about Three Links for a little bit. I don't know exactly how much I'm going to be asking questions and just putting you on the spot, April. So if you
sure.
don't, okay. But, COVID wasn't easy for anybody. Healthcare, especially though, has just been put through the meat grinder when it comes to COVID. And I know that long-term care facilities are still struggling a little bit. But how are things going over at Three Links?
Well, we do what we do every day, right?
Yeah.
We show up, we have
yep.
folks to care for, and that's what we do. But yes, it has been a tough couple of years. And you're seeing, I think, more information, more asks in the community at a public level to help us through. And I think I speak for all of healthcare, help mm-hmm. us through this difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
As we restructure, as we build our census, as we strive to be able to achieve higher wages for the deserving healthcare workers that we have.
Right.
We don't have enough of them, and we need more.
I know that there's a couple of bills in the legislature looking to sort of address some of that stuff. I'm not sure where they are. We've got 4 or 5 days left in the session, so I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen there. But I know that there are people in St. Paul that want to address that. So, where can we look for some positive things with what's going on with Three Links? How have you guys bounced back?
Well, I think it's just the attitude, you know, of all of our people. We wear many hats. We're a nonprofit. Our mission is to create peace of mind for those we serve. And mm-hmm. when we show up every day, we do that
mm-hmm.
With whatever that means. If it's helping in the dining room
yeah.
or, back in the office areas right. for myself, included.
Right.
Our goal is to continue to provide that range of service for people so that they know, at whatever stage they enter our organization, whether it's independent living or assisted living, they can follow us through the continuum of care and meet their needs as they age in place. And we want to be here in our community mm. for 100 more years
right,
or more
right.
Doing what we do, because the sad truth is if people don't have a place to put their loved ones, then they are dislocated. They're located in areas that are not able to get to easily distance wise, and that's sad.
Right. So you offer, you run the gamut. You offer independent living, you offer assisted living,
memory care services,
yeah.
end of life services,
sure.
as well as skilled nursing, which is, the nursing home
yeah.
that you would call that.
Yeah.
Currently we're hoping to reopen our TCU unit, which is transitional care.
Okay.
So this is for individuals that may be coming from a different setting, a hospital, a
mm-hmm.
surgery,
yes.
Can't go home right away. And so they need a place to do their rehab.
Hospitals are begging for that kind of help right now. We have Steve Underdahl, who's the CEO mm-hmm. of NHNC, every couple months. And the last couple of times he's been on, he's been talking about how important it is that we help our long-term care facilities and get them running up to capacity, because hospitals need to transfer people to a situation like that, and there's nowhere to send them right now.
That's right. Yep. And we've heard stories of people waiting 2 months
yeah.
in a hospital setting, and the bills that accrue, and
right.
and just the psychological aspects of that, right? A person doesn't have a place to go.
I'm really going to put you on the spot now. What would need to happen for the transitional care unit to reopen?
To reopen, I think staffing is always important, right? Cart before the horse, or the horse before the cart, right? and then just, you know, solidifying those connections with those other healthcare organizations. Sure. So we need, just need to partner with them in a very strong way and have an open lane.
I think you'd find some eager ears as you reach out to them. So you have staffing issues, as everybody else does, but you being in HR, if somebody wants to look into working at Three Links, what's the best way to do that?
You know, I would say check out our website, threelinks.org. We have a careers page, so everything is current on there. You can call me directly. I'm also listed, my number. Love to talk with you. And that's kind of how it starts sometimes, is people just reach out and say, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I'd like to do, but I've done this in the past, or I'm interested in it now. And we can kind of guide them down that process to finding a good fit for them at our organization. And then we love referrals, right? I would say 60% of our staff come by other staff referrals.
Right.
They bring their friends. We are a 5-star facility. We're proud of that. We are a great place to work. We have a lot of fun. And when we say staffing is short, it's just not ideal, but we are still ahead of many other locations in our surrounding areas that are struggling more.
But any nurses out there looking for a different venue to work, I'm sure you wouldn't turn a nurse away right now.
No, we wouldn't. No, and actually, we'd like to go further than that and maybe entice some nurses that are maybe looking at retirement or already started their retirement sometime over the COVID and bring them back.
Yeah. Would again, putting you on the spot, would if I was a nurse looking at retirement, would I be able to maybe take a part-time role?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We'll work with you. Definitely lots of schedule choices, and we can do many flexible things.
Fantastic. Three Links, folks. What's the website again?
Threelinks.org. And it's spelled out.
Three Links, threelinks.org.
Correct.
Wonderful. Okay. All right. April, you are not just you are a woman of many hats.
Yes,
because not only are you in with Three Links, but you also work with the
Riverwalk Market Fair,
and we've got some pretty big doings coming up this week for Riverwalk Market Fair. Tell us what we're talking about is Third Thursdays Downtown. You have partnered with the Friends of Downtown Northfield to put together events that are going to happen on the third Thursday of every month through September, starting this coming Thursday.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit how you folks got involved with Friends of Downtown Northfield?
Well, you know, I believe we've known each other for a while, back to when they were the NDDC, I think. And we worked together on a few art projects down at Bridge Square for our Saturday markets for Riverwalk. And then just more recently, we started asking people, you know, what would you like to see downtown, talking to businesses. I think the common theme is we'd like to have a little more activity in the evenings. And so the Friends of Downtown Northfield was perfect match, considering that they've already been doing Thursdays downtown at the with their block parties. And so we're gonna open a market alongside them, with them. So you'll see a mixture of both things, right? The old block parties that used to exist, as well as our market being right smack dab in the middle of Division Street. Won't be able to miss us.
And it's going to be like literally, you're closing down Division Street between 4th and 5th Streets.
Yes.
Which is, that's prime real estate right there. That's fantastic. So what can folks expect to see then on Thursday night?
We are going to have the Showmobile stage,
okay,
live music. We're partnering with some community bands to do that. Again, we want to stay as local as possible.
Yeah.
We have some other businesses downtown taking a part of the activities with whatever makes sense for them. Mm-hmm. So if it's putting out a table, advertising specials, for example, the skate and board shop downtown is going to bring their youngsters and they'll be set up along Bridge Square Street in front of Olive Oil and Vinegar Store doing demos of the art form that they love to do down at the skate parks.
The brand new skate and board shop, as a matter of fact. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah.
We're also bringing in a juggler.
Really?
Yes. Goes by the name of Ace of Spades.
Okay.
And he'll be down there taking over the stage between 5:30 and 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then potentially back at 7 p.m. as well, juggling. There's going to be some fire involved.
Wow.
Should be a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. Now, what? How many vendors from Riverwalk do we expect?
Yeah, so we have space for 36, mm-hmm. and right now we have 23 vendors down there. I know that after this first successful Thursday, we'll have kind of an outpouring. That's usually what happens.
Right.
So you'll see different vendors down there. I think every week, mm-hmm. Keeping things a little fresh and fun. We like new, but we like familiar too.
Yeah, good mix of art vendors and farmers market style vendors and the such.
Yes, yep. And you'll see the downtown food industries participating as well. So please check them out.
Very good.
Eat something new.
Yeah, all right.
There will be barricades. We've got volunteers at both ends of 4th and 5th. Because, can we mention who's going to be there serving?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This
Thursday, we have
Loon Liquors will be
first
sponsor for the first block party / market fair of the season. So Loon Liquors will be there with serving alcohol outdoors.
Oh, that's
fantastic. It was a partnership with the city that had many conversations, making sure that all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed.
Yep.
And we're grateful to Mark and Simeon for getting us going and making a plan. So there will be family and games on Bridge Square particularly, but not, the beverages, the alcoholic beverages, the adult beverages need to stay inside the barricades.
Okay.
So we'll be careful with that.
But it is in, like, there isn't a special space inside the barricades where they need to be.
They can stroll.
You can wander.
Mm-hmm. Can shop.
Are any of the shops on that block going to be open as well?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I would imagine all of them.
Yeah.
And then particularly, we want to thank the Hideaway and Farmstead Bike Shop for being really active involved in the planning.
That's great.
It's fun to see them outdoors.
I forget about. Yeah, I shouldn't because Greg and Brianna are friends of mine, but I forget about Farm. It's right there. So that's great. So what else do we need to know then about Third Thursdays? 5 to 8 p.m.?
It'll be 5 to 8 p.m. It'll run through, so we're opening this week, and we run through September 21st is our final Thursday. Typically a Saturday market is open, rain or shine, so just keep an eye on the weather for Thursdays because of the nature of the event and the music stage and such.
Okay.
But looks like we're going to clear that in the forecast this Thursday, so we'll see you down there.
It's going to rain, but it's not going to rain till after the event is over.
That's right.
Exactly. And April's guaranteeing that.
I am.
Yeah, okay. the market fair is... you guys are doing a lot of interesting things. How did it go over the winter with the indoor situation?
I think it was a great success. It was a pilot, obviously.
Yeah.
We're very appreciative of the city to have that space to rent.
Right.
And we are looking for permanent space throughout this year so we can reopen for winter markets. I think it'll be something that we continue to do.
Fantastic.
And develop and build and do better.
That's good. I am a guy that I like to come down on Saturday mornings and wander a little bit. And when it's over in October, that first Saturday after you guys aren't there, it's a little empty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rough, but I'm excited that it's coming back up again. When does it start back up?
We open this Saturday
Saturday
markets.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
So 2 in 1 week. Yeah,
that's
we
fantastic.
Will be there.
Right.
really excited as well, and I know we'll have a great turnout. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Anything new happening with the Saturday market fairs?
Well, we're going to bring in again the juggler. Mm-hmm. He does some fire on Saturday, wow. so that'll be kind of fun. The times for that are going to be 10:45 to 11:15.
Okay.
So definitely don't miss that. We have several new vendors this year, so you'll see a new variety of products as well as craft, and we're full.
I was going to ask you, how's the demand for, do you have to rotate people in and out at all, or are you just able to have a set fair?
Yeah, you know, it's become a little bit of an art form, I think, over the years as we've gotten bigger and we've grown into our space as we've looked to expand beyond those borders. But, you know, we try to be careful, too, around bringing in high-quality local ingredients or products, definitely handmade, you know, so we're looking for that unique quality in the artisans. And sometimes we have some overlap that we try to help mitigate so that vendors aren't competing against vendors, but they also have the opportunity to showcase what they have.
Yeah, yeah. I would think your vendors appreciate
they
that.
They do,
very
right?
Much.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to ask, too, how I mean, vendor interest in the third Thursday thing, I mean, are you having to sort of... How is the interest?
I think the interest is strong, and it's going to boom after this Thursday as well. Yeah. And we'll be in the situation where we have to maybe limit. we are a popular market, but we're very fortunate. Northfield, you know, is a great community.
Right.
And I was handed a gem.
I can remember. How long has the River Rock or the Market Fair been around?
2010.
Yeah, yep. I remember when it started with it was Dean Gerland and Barbara.
I think it's Zavaruha. Is that the Barbara's name? There was also another Barbara.
Barbara Burke. Was also, and I remember thinking, gosh, that's kind of a cool idea, and man, did it take off. That's great. So now this is year 13 then.
Yep. Wow. Year 13.
Wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for being here, April. We appreciate it. Jane, what's going on with the chamber?
What's going on? Well,
what were the results? How are the returns on the Home and Garden Show?
Well, we've got 20 winners, which we are slowly getting back, and we'll be able to put together an announce in a nice little show.
Nice.
Good. We were out and about, and we'd meet the same groups of women over and over and over. The weather was a little drizzly.
Yeah, it was.
Don't know if that
kept
people.
That might have worked out in our favor, though.
people were more indoors than outdoors, inside the shops. And,
and
talking to a lot of the business owners that night, they were... waves. They call them waves of people. Mm-hmm. We walked into Paper Petalum and we were the only ones in there, and then it got so crowded we had to leave. So I think it was a good thing. We had a couple of food trucks out on Bridge Square for the first time.
Yep.
And so I got to try delicious poo-poo sauce.
Yeah. Poo-poo sauce.
Yeah.
They are at Imminent Brewing on a fairly regular basis. Yeah. They're good.
That was good. Yeah. I like those a lot. So I think overall it went well. It's hard to interview. I was at a training all day yesterday, so I haven't even caught up since last Friday night.
Yeah.
But it felt good.
Good.
Saw a lot of newcomers to town. I think it brought some people in. Mm-hmm. And I also want to say that both the Chamber is a sponsor of the Third Thursday Block Party, but also the CVB is, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, as a separate entity. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I really want to let people know that we are promoting it outside of Northfield on that website and our social media, pulling out-of-towners in as well.
That, I mean, I would hope that would be one of the points of Third Thursday. You get those great summer nights, and you just can't beat being in downtown Northfield on one of those really perfect evenings. It's as good as it gets. So
I agree.
Showcases what we have going on. How did the it's not the Home and Garden Show anymore.
The community market fair.
Yeah. How was that?
Yeah, kind of branding along with that market fair thing, but this was community market fair. It went great. We had the highest number of vendors, highest number of attendees. And again, I'll drizzle that kept people from their own gardens, but they brought them into the dome. So right. That really went well.
Yeah, I was at that event for a couple hours, and I was super impressed. The crowd was I mean, there were people lined up to get in there when the doors opened, and it never really
it was faded. Constant, yeah, all day. We had, for the first time ever, golf cart shuttles.
Yes.
From over by
Slumberland.
Thank you. Right. Slumberland parking lot. Yep. Back and forth. Right. And they were high school kids, golf from the golf team.
Oh.
And it was perfect. I mean, they were very comfortable. They knew how to cross that railway or cross that street in Dundas. And they were very safe and they were very busy.
Right, right.
And they were very wet.
And I bumped into you at one point, and you had a student helping you out, and you were just glowing about, like, I want to clone these kids. They're just fantastic. Who?
National Honor Society kids. Boy, they were, they have to volunteer. So they're kind of a captive audience. B, it's the end of the school year, so I got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Some of them to wait till the end of the year. I need 7 hours.
They got to get their hours, right.
But they're overachievers, you know, in academics, in sports, in their service to the community.
Nice. So
they were all, you know, some were quiet when they showed up, but after a couple hours of volunteering, they go, what else?
Yep.
What else? What should I do?
Right.
I don't need to, you know, you don't need to explain to me, just I'll do it. So they got acclimated pretty quickly.
Fantastic.
So, all
right.
So I'm going to thank that whole program and if there's any kids out there looking for more hours, we have more to do.
Just contact Jane at the chamber.
There you go.
Yep, yep. What's happening the rest of May and beginning in June with the chamber?
Well, we're gearing up for the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah. When is that?
Going to be in town June 22nd.
Okay.
So that's coming up. Right now, as you know, our chamber not only runs the chamber, but runs the CVB, the tourism side. So we're taking a lot of May to redesign our social media platforms and just really, really honing in on all the opportunities to come, the reasons why to come to Northfield.
Yeah.
And Rachel Trinka has been really, not that we're working hard now, we've been this whole time, but for a special focus and just really, really beefing it up for the rest of the year.
Fantastic. All right.
Yes.
Well, you got anything else, President Bartho?
Crazy Days is coming up as well.
Oh my gosh.
So that's...
Man, here we go. Summertime.
Just a point that Crazy Days will be the fourth Thursday. The Be Local, Buy Local Retail. Yes.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
The third Thursday will be the Block Party.
Okay.
The fourth Thursday will be Crazy Days.
Okay.
Logistics and the retail committee just wanted two separate events, and we work for them.
I think that's wise. So. Actually. All right.
Yeah. Well, thanks for this opportunity.
Always.
And, thank you, April, for coming in. And I always, like I said, learn a lot from these.
Thank you, Jane.
We love to have you folks come in, Jane. We love the chamber. And April, thank you so much for everything you do, for everything Three Links does, for the Riverwalk Market Fair, and I'm sure all the other wonderful things you do. All right.
Thank you.
Folks, we'll be back next month. It's the third Tuesday of every month. We talk with Jane Bartho and the Chamber of Commerce. Take care.
This has been Chamber Chat with Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Jane Bartho. Tune in on the third Tuesday of every month for another look at the Northfield business community. I heard the radio walk. I was driving.
Locally owned, independently programmed, 95.1 The One.